our next speaker is?
Thank you. I'm still upset by the last night's election result because I lost a bottle of expensive wine. I had a bet with my friend. although I don't have right to vote. I'm a delegate from Melbourne University, Australia. It's the most livable city in the world. It's like taking this opportunity to share some thought. This is extracted from my unsuccessful ARC discovery proposal. The thought is that is soil test useful for nitrogen management? Should we mine soil nitrogen? Is nitrogen use efficiency as low as we perceived? I think we all know that. And 105 years ago, and since that Haber Bosch nitrogen process discovered, and half the world today's world population rely on this chemical fertilizer. So you can debate whether that discovery is good or bad. If we have half the world population today, the world would be more sustainable. And also we know and although the chemical fertilizer support half the world population, but we as soil scientists we know even in a well fertilizer applied site field, and half of the nitrogen plant uptake is still derived from soil. That's all the N15 meta analysis proof indicating that. So half the nitrogen is derived from soil, even if you apply plenty of nitrogen fertilizer. So therefore, people develop so many tools try to exploit soil nitrogen. So-called mineralization study from last 50 or 100 years, we tried to predict how much nitrogen mineralization from soil, the soil testing, the tools. Therefore, it's useful, otherwise people wouldn't do that. And in typical, like in Australia, with the autumn break. But, and then we have two case scenarios today. We have one scenario is in the cases like North China Plain, in the dairy system in Australia, we have excessive nitrogen input. It's an input much bigger than the removal. And then another scenario, typically in Australia, dry land wheat, in the input much smaller than the nitrogen removal. So the reason in Australia in this case, and I show you the result. This is from Rob Norton's result in Australia. In fact, if you look at the total nitrogen input and output removal, it's just grain removal. 67% Australian wheat system, the nitrogen efficiency is more than 100%. How can it be more than 100%? We are mining soil nitrogen because we use the soil test. In particular, in Australia, in southern part of Australia, it's a Mediterranean climate. We have a long fallow summer, hot. And then fallow, the surface of soil almost like air dry. And then you have winter, autumn rainfall, we call autumn break, and the stimulated mineralization. And then farm do soil testing. Plenty of nitrate in the soil profile. Therefore, we don't have to apply much nitrogen fertilizer. And which farm, yes, it worked for the last 50 years. But what happened? If you remove the nitrogen, you don't replenish it. The soil carbon has become unstable. Carbon will lose. So people take the advantage. So we, it's called our GRDC in Australia, the big RNDC funding, spent $24 million to start mineralization, try to first exploit mineralization, and then forget about the fundamental mass balance. You have to add what you remove. That's a typical example in Australia. Like typical Australia wheat application rate is 80 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, but those is basically anything less than 100, we already remove more nitrogen than what we applied for. But another example scenario, in the opposite, in the Australia dairy system, you look at all the nitrogen input, you know, from forage, from fertilizer, from legume nitrogen, you look add up, and then you look at the removal from cattle, from milk, only that much. So you have a huge amount of nitrogen surplus, of course, and some of the surplus, apparent surplus, is the losses, ammonia volatilization, denitrification. But you know, we have so much nitrogen accumulation in the dairy, same as China, like typical China, and supporting 18-19% of world population, but China use 1/3 of the world fertilizer. So you can see, if you look at apparent nitrogen recovery efficiency, is from the 56% in the 1980s. Now to 10%, if it's just apparent economic recovery. But, and then from all the results, you will think, wow, yes, the nitrogen efficiency is so low. But the fact is, if the reality is different, look at the crop nitrogen uptake from soils has been increasing over years. Okay, the soil testing is not useful, because in China, it's no fallow, two crop rotations. You test the soil, then not much mineral, inorganic nitrogen in the soil profile, but this huge increases in the crop nitrogen derived from soils is because mineral risable nitrogen during the growing season, because accumulate. So what I'm saying, although you apply the nitrogen, it's not recovered by the current crop, but remaining in the soil, immobilized into the soil, it can be released later. So laid for like phosphorus, there is accumulative nitrogen recovery. This we don't often talk about. And so if you count all that, the nitrogen recovery in China is not as low as what we report, 10-20%. It's about 50%, 40-50%. So that's basically was the topic of our proposal, the paradox of mining soil nitrogen. One scenario, excessive. Like our perception, our textbook we give a student, intensive cropping, getting to mining soil organic matter was declining, which is not true. In North China Plain, last 30 years, because of high input fertilizer, inorganic fertilizer, high irrigation rate, the yield increased by 3 times in North China Plain. Organic matter in North China Plain increased by 30% in the last 30 years. So intensive agriculture does not necessarily to decline soil organic matter. If you increase your yield, biomass will increase as well. And also increase excessive mineralizable nitrogen. In this case, you really should mine your nitrogen. But other case, like Australia, we've been mining soil for 1,500 years. Okay, we still get reasonable yield. But one day, when your organic matter is already like less than 1%, 0.7%, because autumn break, you know, the organic matter were mineralized in the winter, and then when the organic matter keep declining in the future, you will have nothing to further to mine, and then your soil property declining, your yield will low, your for all resistance. So in Australia, as I said, the total wheat, if you look at national status figure, the total nitrogen removal is almost 40% more than the input. But we've got to be careful. Yes, in North China Plain case, North China Plain. This is a high profile paper published by our colleagues in China Agricultural University with Stanford people and in the peanuts. The claim was, in North China Plain, you can reduce fertilizer application by two-thirds. One-third nitrogen input, you get a similar yield, and compare the farmer's application rate, which is true, but this row is what I added from their data. And then, what's the real result? Okay, But what is the natural removal? And is higher than the input they suggested by this integrated soil crop system management model. It's a fancy term, but actually you're mining soil. As a mining soil, it was correct, was right. But you can't draw the conclusion from that one-year experiment. The nitrogen fertilizer application rate can be reduced by 2/3. Because next year, you wouldn't get this result. If you cannot repeat it. So this is how long can be mined. So basically, this is a framework we have developed. You know, two scenarios. Yes, you do have a dissolvable organic matter. As soil scientists, we all know how important soil organic matter. And then we got to keep in mind that you can't keep mining your soil nitrogen. Therefore, your organic matter decline. But if the above is dissolvable, this is a virtue, okay? This is a conceptual one. I don't know what it is. And then you should be mined. This is the basic concept I'd like to share with the audience. The last slide I'd like to share is other things, other passion and concept. Can we develop nitrogen footprint for agricultural products, or in general, environmental footprints for agricultural products? You know, so many scientists in agriculture, we all want agriculture to be more sustainable, more efficient. Yet, worldwide, we don't have any evidence indexes to tell the agricultural products whether it's sustainably produced or not. In Australia, we claim we are clean and green. And we don't know our wheat or our milk, our beef, or our maize produced has a higher environmental footprint than US or not. And then because we don't have that, we are unable to calculate environmental cost. And then if you're a farmer, I ask you, you should use a controlled release fertilizer, reduce the pollution go for the massacre. You will tell me, that's too expensive. Cost me 20%, 30% more. Why should I do that? In China, government spend hundreds of billion dollars to mitigate pollution. But then they do not want to subsidize or no way to reward the sustainable farmers. When I was in Japan, I said, you look at your Japan, what is clean, is clear, you left the you buy 60% food, Japan is imported. You leave the food, nitrogen or environmental footprint in US, in Australia, shouldn't you pay for that? He said, that's a reasonable question. How do we pay? We don't have a framework. As a scientific community, we should come up with some indexes. Otherwise, we're all marketing slogans while talking. Finally, if not too late, it's December this year, it's a national conference in Melbourne. I'm the chair. Thank you.